Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Runners Like Us podcast, a place where the everyday runner can share their journeys of triumphs and their passions of all things running, plus a look into our everyday life. Today, we have another special episode, another Q&A on the run with Michelle and I. Just dab a little bit deeper into our running journeys and what makes us runners like you.
Yeah,
Yeah,
here we
it's a
go.
party. It's a party.
It's always
Well,
a party.
hey, these are burning questions from the internet. Not
Yeah,
really.
if the viewers could see your vibe right now,
Come on
that's
now.
a party.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, I'm not going to plug Amazon because they don't plug me, but Amazon, that's all I'm going to say. The blanket hoodie.
And it's
So,
pink, and a cowboy hat to go with
oh, I didn't know I had it on. Oh, thank you.
it.
You're just so natural. But I got a whole bunch of questions for you today. Last time was awesome, but I ramped it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully these challenge you just a bit. You know, the listeners, you know, love to hear your journey and everything. So I want to make sure you get that across. Okay,
Okay.
you ready? Okay, well, we're going to start out. Nice, easy question. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm good today. Going on a vacation tomorrow, so I'm gonna clear the mind a little, get myself back to being myself, be hanging out with family. But other than that, yes, I'm doing well. I had an awesome run this morning, so that always starts my day off good.
What'd that run look like?
Right now in my training, I am working on my mile speed. I did a warm up of 2 to 3 miles with some strides, and then I had 5 by 1 minute at about a 7 minute pace, with a recovery in between. And then I had a 5 by 30 second at around 6:30, 6:45 pace with recovery. And then I had a little cool down my way home, and I was just super impressed. I with myself, I just didn't know that I could hit those paces yet. I didn't do too bad. I did better than
Hey,
I thought. So I'll
yeah.
take it. It was a win. The weather was gorgeous today. It was perfect running weather. Yeah, so it started out right.
No, that's good. That's good. So
Yeah.
going into a monster session like that or successful session, how did you like really prepare yourself for that type of session?
The night before my run, I'll usually set up my Garmin so that I don't have to constantly be pushing buttons and lap resetting. Programmed it into my Garmin Connect. And I always like to do that before a speed session, or, if there's some sort of workout that is going to take too much thinking, I want to take the thinking out of it so I can just be right in that set that I'm working on. I did that. I had a little did a little stretching last night. This morning I had a little pre-workout runway, which I'm liking. It's super helpful with just kind of getting the body started in the morning. And then yeah, I just head out the door, put on some music, and off I went.
Awesome. Okay. Well, hey, well, you did phenomenal. I saw your numbers. I was like, I first I thought you ran 30 miles. I said,
I
she's going
love
crazy. Like I
that.
told you to lock in one time and you went crazy. And I was like, all right, I gotta stop telling her to lock in. But you mentioned like making sure like syncing your watch and make sure it doesn't do like the lap reset and everything. But do you have anything else that you add to your gear? Maybe like the waist heart monitor, or you just rock the vest, keep it simple.
I
Like what's your
actually,
loadout?
the run today was just a little over an hour. I actually didn't carry anything except I do carry, like, I wear a flip belt and carry my phone. I run by myself. It's pretty early in the mornings. I carry some bear spray, and then also it's called a chirp. If you pull it apart, it makes a really loud noise. So just precaution, just to be prepared, because I am unfortunately a female that runs alone, and it's a crazy world we live in. So just want to be out there. The sun is pretty much coming up at that time. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. That's what I had with me today. And because the workout was shorter. Now, if I run longer runs on the weekends, it's getting warmer. I do actually wear my hydration vest that has water. And then I do have electrolytes in a bottle as well as gels and some chews. So I carry that along with me on those. It kind of depends. Like, I have been wearing the hydration vest again. I do it like that. But when I'm coming up to a race and I know that I'm going to have a handheld, I'll practice with the handheld too.
Is that uncomfortable though? I see people with the handhelds. Is that weird?
It's not. I always thought it would be. I didn't think I'd like it because I really loved my vest. Yeah, you get used to it.
I feel like I would be like off balance because like I usually run with my phone in my hand and then probably my keys and other. It's like a weird thing for me, but
Yeah.
to have a handheld, probably I run in circles. I don't know, Matt. I don't know.
You normally just use a hydration vest. I mean, you're going longer distances than I am, unless it's too hot and you're on the treadmill, correct?
And crazy thing, I really don't wear my vest that much.
Oh.
I really don't. I probably wear it a couple times, just depending on like what the loadout is. If I got to wear my bladder, then I'll put it on because all that sloshing around, you got to get kind of used to it. For me, I'm like, what's all that sloshing? Keep still, you
Yeah.
know. I'd be freaking out,
Yeah.
but I'll probably wear it a couple times before I even race. But race day, I never have a problem. I could put whatever in the vest, and I'm like, all right, now just
Yeah.
go. So.
Speaking of your hydration vest, are you going to wear it this weekend for your race?
Of course. Yeah, I got my hydration vest. I do something new this time. This is my hydration vest I'm gonna use for the race. Shout out North Carolina. I'm from North Carolina, everybody. I don't know if they know that. So bladder's gonna go in the back, extra fuel in the pocket, which right now I summed it up to gels, a scratch sample packs, which is just different flavors, the gummies, some it's the waffle. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep, the
And
waffles,
then
yep.
yeah, the waffles, and then I'm gonna be making like either like PB&J and or quesadillas, because
Sweet.
quesadillas it usually works for me, so I'm gonna do that. But yeah, that's what I'm wearing, and then I have a waist belt that I'm gonna have for like other gels, because I have space on the front, because I have the pouches on the front, 17 fluid ounces. They kind of like take up a lot of space, and then of course gel pockets in the front, so it's kind of limited. So
Your bottles on the front, are those electrolytes or are those water?
I always carry my electrolytes on the front, because I have the long straws, and then
Oh,
easy to
okay.
get to, and
Yeah.
then water, because like when I run out of electrolytes, I tend to go to electrolytes versus water. But when I have to drink water, I guess, you know, I
That's kind
guess.
of funny. I actually really like water. The electrolytes, it gets like a little sweet, but I know I need it, so I take it.
That's fair.
Funny though.
When I'm down bad, I'll drink some water, though. I ain't gonna lie.
So what's the name of the race that you're running this weekend? It's 50K, 32 miles.
It's the Fire Trail Running Festival. That's a mouthful.
That is.
So it's a running festival. So it's multiple races going on at the same time. It's a 8K, 25K, 50K, and then an 8 mile ruck all
Okay.
happening. Excited, it's something new. It's an overnight race. You know, remember, I don't know if y'all remember last year, I have the worst luck with races, knock on wood, with the weather. I had an overnight race planned for last year, which got rained out. Hopefully this one's different. I finally got one specifically for overnight. Of course, it's my ultra marathon intro, I guess. So,
Debut, yes.
debut. There it is, debut. So, it just worked out. It definitely worked out. So,
I'm stoked for you. Is it loops?
yeah. So, you have 5.2 mile loops, the elevation gain and loss of around like 214. So, it's like, it's not bad. It's really not bad. I thought it would be like the, you know, how last man standings are set up with like the tents and stuff. They did not do that because of limited space, so I had to like transition everything to a drop bag, which would be my first time doing the drop bag method. So whatever I put in the bag, I had to make sure, you know, I'm be using it.
So you do a loop
Yeah.
and then and your bag is going to be sitting there and you can like refill and replenish your
At
supplies
the
or
main aid
whatever.
station.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it'd be one aid station at starting line, and then every 5.2 laps, I can go ahead and
Okay.
pull from the drop bag. So see what happened was. So I'll go back to the site to make sure anything changed or I overlooked something, and that's what I overlooked. All right, I think they changed it because I could have swore it said 8 mile loops the first time. You know, it is what it is. Five
Yeah.
point two mile loops is fine. So it's six laps. So
Awesome.
yeah.
I'm really excited for you. I think you're going to do so well.
I appreciate it.
Last weekend, no, the weekend before when you ran, did your 20 miles, I mean, you absolutely crushed that. I hope that you have the same mentality going out when you went out for your training run.
Yes, I'm not gonna lie, I've been really locked in for this one, you know what I'm saying? Because like after this one, I think I'm gonna go right back to getting a coach, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out Sarah, shout out Milton, all of them. I just wanted to see if I can, you know, do this myself based on like the previous races, and I think I slowly get better just really figuring out how my body works and like how it responds to like certain things. Actually, it was Milton was like, man, just pull the trigger, and I was like, you know what, I just signed up for it, pay for it. And I was like, oh no, I'm locked in. So you know I ain't gonna waste no money. So
Yeah.
we're gonna go out there. If I gotta walk the whole thing, I will, but it will get done. Getting advice like from yourself, from Coach Sarah, from Coach Milton now, it continues to push me on through these training blocks, and then, you know, push that envelope, definitely for like these long runs. It was a point where I couldn't run that far. Now, like on a random Saturday, I'm just sweating it out, just running, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's
Yeah.
a blessing. It's definitely a blessing, and it helps
Yeah.
definitely with my motivation,
You're
you
doing
know.
amazing. I don't know if this got across when you said it, but this race is at night. It starts at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Yeah.
Bring that light.
Well, shout out Milton again. Was it the Black Diamond? Black Diamond headset. I got that. Then I have my spare one from Amazon. Shout out Amazon. So right now it's about 8 o'clock. If y'all can see outside, it's still pretty bright. So I want to make sure get the most effective ground during daylight because at night I can't see. But luckily I run like hella early in the morning where it's pitch black anyways. The thing's gonna be a test for me. It's that 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock block. I do staff duty, which is like 24-hour duty in the Army, by the way. But that's my worst block. Like it hit like 12:30 to like 1:45. I'm just like, help. Body can't move. So I feel like if I you know, I gain enough ground, you know, gain effective ground, and then if something happens during that block, you know, I can have some time to recoup and then, you know, get my wind again and then finish up. So I'm looking to finish around maybe like 6.5, maybe close to 7 hours. I do want to take my time because again, it is due tonight and it's at a time block that I usually don't run. So that middle portion is what I was worried about. So,
I think it'll be great as long as you get good sleep the night or two before. You'll
Nah,
be
I'm not
done. You'll be
sleeping.
done before you know it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Let's talk about your last race. Because I know you crushed that. So, like, walk me through how that was for you. Like, your mindset going into that race, during the race, your execution, how you feel like you was doing as you knocked out the miles, and once you finished, how'd you feel?
So the funny thing is I felt like I did not crush that race. But when I happened to look that night at my times, I was actually stoked because I felt awful.
You
So,
must have been scooting.
to back it up a little bit, we had talked about a little bit, I think you and I, and then with Coach Sarah, I had been working on my 5K and 10K, and then also I did a 2 mile run around City Park in Denver and did surprisingly well on all those. And so the speed work I had been working on last season has been paying off. And then Colfax came along and I decided I wanted to do the 10 miler. It was kind of last minute. She gave me what she thought I should be doing for time, and I went out and I was feeling really good. And then I went out, and in that first mile, I could just tell my legs did not feel like they were going to turn over. I had to really get out of my head and just try to take the advice as that she gives of staying in the mile that you're in. And it was rough. I was holding on. I think I was like around 8:15, maybe. I was trying to.
Yeah,
Like,
you were
maybe I
doing
can hold
good.
on and see if I can hold on till for 4 miles. And then I got to 4 miles. There was a slight incline. You know, it's super fun. You get to run through Bronco Stadium and Power Field. And I just kept trying to hold on. And in my head, I just said to myself, okay, let's stay sub nine, because I'm feeling really bad. Around mile seven, I believe you get onto 17th Street down in Denver and it's a hill. And I saw Sarah and she's like, oh, let's go. And I'm like, I'm feeling terrible. Luckily, she stayed with me for a little bit and talked to me just a second. And she's like, I'm gonna go check on other athletes, which was fine. There was a lot of Elevate athletes running the different races that make up Colfax. And I got up that hill and I was like, man, I think that was not a good mile. And I was like, whatever, I just got to finish. I get into City Park and this guy's running next to me and he says, you've been pacing me the entire time. Thank you. And I looked at him and it just like, I just got chills. Like it made my day. It just made my day. I didn't need anything else. I didn't even care what my time was anymore. And I was like, well, let's go. We're almost done. And so we just like took off to the finish line. And then, you know, I ended up just going because I wanted to be done. And I don't know. I just thought that was really cool. And so, yeah, I had 1 mile that was a 909, but every other one was under nine. So I'll take it.
Where's the fire? Yeah, you
Yeah.
was on fire. That's what I'm talking about.
I did
But
not
that's
feel
amazing.
good, but I did make sure to keep up taking my gels. I took one before the start. I did my warm up. I warmed up for a little over a mile with some strides, took my gel, got started. And at mile 3.5, I took another one, and then waited again till 6. I think that's when I took the caffeine and my body needed it. So that helped. It helped me get me through, but it's a total vibe there, and it was fun to see other running buddies and other Elevate athletes, and I was stoked on my outcome, so I'll take that as a win, you
Well,
know,
no, yeah,
even
no,
though it
definitely
felt like a loss.
congratulations. If winning is a loss, I'll take it.
Right?
But no, phenomenal, phenomenal work. Add on to that, with a success like that, how do you stay motivated? Because I know you got a full-time job, you know what I'm saying? You got a full life. How do you stay motivated and dedicated to your goals to accomplish something like that?
Honestly, I just feel so much better when I get myself out the door. I hit snooze sometimes, but then I realize how I'm gonna feel if I don't do that for my entire day, and it shoots me out of bed. I just know that running makes me feel well. I also know that I have to put in the time in order to get my result. I mean, you know that, right? Like, we got to do what we got to do. And if it's running, if it's getting up at 4:30 every day, then that's what it's going to be. Running to the gym to do my strength and then running home. That's how it has to be some days. And that's fine because I always feel better after. I just also know I won't do it when I get home because I want to hang out with my dogs or my husband and I've got other things to do. That's what keeps me motivated, really, is just seeking that result. And there is no end result because it's either going to be I'm going to get faster or I want to run longer or run with friends. And you know, also it's nice to hear what Sarah has to say in regards to my running, and that keeps me motivated as well. I don't want to
That's
let her
amazing.
down, you know. I want to keep doing well. I've been working with her for a while.
I like that. I might put that on a shirt. Just get out the door. I like that. I
Just
might put that
get
on the shirt.
out.
Hold on. Just get out the
Yeah.
door. The rest will work itself out.
Well, you're pretty inspiring yourself. What keeps you motivated and inspired?
Well, what keeps me motivated is always when I'm unmotivated. I know it's rare. I know it's crazy. But I think about the times like before running. I'm like, man, I really want to be better. And it's not even just for running, just like in life. And I just really couldn't figure it out. And then you start to think about the years where like you slowly figure it out. You slowly start making progress and you get to a point where I was like, man, I never thought I could make it here. I use that as a reminder every day because like, I ain't say every day it's easy to get out of bed, you know what I'm saying, or easy to go for a run, or easy to, develop and, teach your subordinates. It's tough. It definitely is tough, but you have to remind yourself at one point you probably couldn't do this. So you get the opportunity, you get the privilege to do it. Don't take it for granted. So that's how I have to keep myself motivated, just subtle reminders. And then I don't know, like I post a lot of pictures on Instagram and I got like notes on my mirrors and everything.
Yeah,
Reminders.
I love
Reminders,
it.
and then my most important reminder is to tell myself I'm proud of you. If you go around like waiting for somebody to tell you, nobody's gonna tell you. Because like it's, a lot of people just kind of focus on what's going on, and like subtle reminders. That's what keeps me going for sure.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, when you think about, we aren't always motivated, right? Like, there are days that I'm just laying there, I am tired. My legs hurt. And you know, there are days where I have crawled back into bed, and that's okay. And we also know that we have to be okay with that because also rest is important. And if your body's telling you that you just can't do it that day, maybe it's a good thing.
And sometimes you got to force it too. Today was a active recovery day because I got 3 rest days this week. I made sure I have to. So I
Good.
put on the worst shoes you can put on just so I know that I'm not gonna run. Thought about running too. They was like, oh, I need you to go pick something up from the office, which is like a quarter mile that way. And I'm like, bet. And then I pick up a jog and I was like, my feet hurt. I'm gonna walk. But that's the things you got to put in place to ensure that you're compliant with your plan.
Especially this week for you. You're in Taper Town, USA, so
I hate it.
it's the worst.
Yeah, I just see people passing me on the competition plate.
I know, I was like,
But
oh, okay, I could get past him.
you hold on, you plotting? All right. You know I'll go run right now. Never mind. See, this is why I gotta stay compliant.
Yeah, no, I'm not passing you this month, that's for sure.
No, you got it this month. You got it. I'm trying to catch Steve. That man is an animal. I don't
That's
know what he's
insane.
doing.
He's almost at 100.
He's putting up calculator numbers. And I don't like it. It's
No.
making me nervous. Well, hopefully Jacqueline get back in the race because she's really our only hope. She's the only one that don't take rest days. She just runs. Yeah,
She
we
does.
need her back.
Soon enough, soon enough. She'll be back.
Yeah. So say a new runner approached you, right? And they're looking to get started, asking the questions like, what can I do? Or do I need the gear or whatever? What advice would you give somebody just to really just get them started, get them going
Yeah.
into running or in any athlete culture?
Everyone has to start somewhere. Even if you're just getting out the door and going for a walk to start, pick up the pace like every minute, and you can do some intervals of walk run. And then eventually you're going to get to that point where you'll be able to connect it and it'll get easier and easier. One of my friends is actually on the challenge. Her name's Brooke. I can see us battling it out right now,
Brooke.
but she is training also for a 50K. And I think she's running 20 miles this weekend. Shout out to Brooke. He was like, it's crazy to know that I can now run this far because she's been working on it. So it's not just going to come. It's same with biking, same with anything we do. You got to work up to it.
Definitely agree. Shout out, Brooke. But hey, Brooke, I heard about you. Good
Yes,
luck.
she's a crazy good mountain biker too. So, speaking of new runners, and then also just to give us a background of what do you do when you are starting out your day, like for a warm up? You do warm up PT. What kind of prep are you doing?
Okay, so typical day, if it's a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, Saturday, it's a definite run day. So you can wake up and you already know I'm running that day. All right, so let's see, like a Monday, set the alarm for 2:57 a.m. Got to get 3 minutes to buffer. You know, I got to sit there for 3 minutes. And then the 3 o'clock alarm goes off and then I get moving. All right, so hygiene and everything. And then I start with dynamic stretching, focusing on definitely like quads, hamstrings, and then my hip mobility. Hip mobility is huge because I hip injury back in the day. So I always make it a priority to like activate my hips because, like, of course, it tightens the back and everything. So knock that out. I do at least a couple minutes of reading while I'm stretching just to kind of get the mind going. And then, depending on what type of run it is, I just go right into the run. And on a run day, I do 2 runs in the morning. So my personal run, because I can't run, I can't focus on my run at PT because I'm more in the evaluator role. I have to assess soldiers on their performance. That's why I can't, that's why I run before PT because I can't run as hard. So that's why I was like, usually there's slower runs where I gotta like, you know, hey, you got this, you push it, you just gotta do this, give advice during runs. So I can't be in that capacity. That's why I run before and do my thing. That's why it's like that. So yeah, so I do my run, head out to PT, start PT about 6:30. You know, we go through holistic health and fitness with the Army. So we do dynamic stretching, then we go into usually like Mondays is like a tempo run. But if it's not a tempo run, we'll most likely do like a release run with an RP of maybe like 4 to 5, but it's like point to point. So probably maybe 3 to 4, because sometimes they just like to take it easy, but you know, just lose their mind as they run. So it really depends on them. Surprisingly, my platoon likes to run.
That's
Like
awesome.
I would run them every day, but they'd be like, well, we got it. I'm like, I don't scare them no more.
Yeah, shoot.
Yeah, I don't even scare them no more. Yeah, that's what a typical day is. And then at night, which is my battle right now, I try to get like night miles, like really slow night miles. Just not tire the body out entirely and then wind down and go to sleep. But those are like the hardest.
Love it. Speaking of work,
Oh, goodness.
congratulations is in order.
Appreciate it.
You're so humble and modest.
Call me John. Call me John.
Tell everybody about your promotion.
I got the opportunity to lead more soldiers, but just in a command capacity. So I end up getting, you know, promoted to the next rank. All right. So now maybe 4 to 5 of me in a whole organization of 600 plus people. So I can directly affect soldiers with their development, you know, personal development, professional development, you know what I'm saying? And then really just help them aspire and get to their goals better in my capacity. Like before this, section leader or section chief, which I was only limited to like 22 soldiers, like directly. I could talk to any soldier, but 22 were mine, you know what I'm saying? So now I have them all. So it's
That is
just,
crazy.
yeah, it's a great opportunity, and I'm use it, of course, to, you know, hyper focus on areas of improvement, of course, and then areas that I see that can help soldiers and everything. So, and yeah, I've been nothing but grateful. It really still hasn't hit me yet. The interview process for it was crazy, but at the end of the day, I feel like I was given a chance in the right organization. So,
That's
definitely
cool.
grateful for that. So,
Congratulations. We're so proud of you.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
So, in your interview, what was the hardest question you had to answer?
Well, I'm gonna say two things. So before we answered the question, so I walk in there, right? I've never met this leader ever. Like I just learned of the interview of that day. I was interviewing for another spot, same, you know, echelon, but somewhere else. So I get in there. I'm the only person that interviewed for this position that was outside of the organization. Everybody was inside the organization, so I had the disadvantage. So I sit down. He looks at me and I'm coming right out the field. You know, if you know me, you know, I live in the field. I'm barely home. So I'm like, you know, I'm sweat, stink, you know, bushier mustache, and he hands me a piece of paper with 15 questions on it. He said, "These are the questions I'm gonna ask you." I said, "Okay." So I pick it up, but then he starts talking. You know, I like to make eye contact. So I'm like this. I'm like, I'm trying to glance down, look at the questions. And he's like, "Okay, you're good." Snatches the paper. I didn't read not one question on the paper. So I'm like, "Oh, now I gotta wing it." And yeah, so it ended up working out fine. And then I think the hardest question was, it's not really like what is your weakness, but what is a area of improvement where what you think it can like hinder you? I kind of, I can say it was an area of improvement, but I would say it was I don't know, it's kind of weird. I was like, I'm human first, more than like army. Like you'll see people do push up, blah, blah, blah. I understand the human dynamic. I put that first before army stuff. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a better leadership tool, you know, working for me for years. So, and soldiers respond better to that versus go do that, do this, and not explaining or giving the why or like the motivation behind it. So he asked that. And I was like, well, I'm human first. I don't think it's a disadvantage. You know what I'm saying? It could be taken advantage of, but I don't think it's a disadvantage. And he kind of looked at me. It's like, you're right. And it was awkward silence for like 7 seconds. So we don't know if it's a disadvantage or I don't know. It can't be taken advantage of, but I don't think it's a disadvantage. But I'm biased. I think that was the only time where it was kind of weird.
Is this continuing?
Yeah, he was like, And he would just stare at each other for 7 seconds. Like, oh, I got it. I'm like, okay.
You made him
So
think. That's what it was.
I guess that's what it was because he contacted me 3 days later. He's like, hey, man, you got the job. Everybody else knew before I did. They was like, congrats, congrats. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Because I don't like to sit at the desk. I'm always moving around, walking and stuff. And he was like, congrats, congrats. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? And I finally log in and I got the email from that unit said I got the job. I was like, yes.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Good for
That's
you.
crazy.
You
I
deserve
appreciate it.
it. You work hard.
Appreciate it. And I gotta work harder now. I can't wait. I'm locked in.
Yeah, lock it in.
Locked in. Yes, done.
All right, when you are locked in, what does that mean?
Great question. So when I say when I'm locked in and when I tell people to lock in, it's just focus. Like it's like a sharp, like, hey, focus. And it sounds funny, like, hey, lock in. I think you feel a certain type of way. When I tell you lock in, you're like, all right, let me stop playing. No, I'm really dragging my feet. It's like really focus. You need to focus. We
I love it.
have to focus. And I feel like it's effective. And I say that to the soldiers too, like lollygagging or whatever. And I'm like, lock in. They're like, yeah, you're right. Cause they know the consequences of not locking in. Not for me, but just in general. Like that means you got to do double the work or, you know, just backtrack. Like, yeah, we got to lock in to what we need to do and keep pushing forward. So you got to have a moment of locking in.
I know when you tell me to lock in, I think I feel like you're one of your soldiers, maybe. Yep, I'm gonna go on this run and I'm locking in the whole time. I'm gonna hit these paces. I'm in.
Well, I gotta tell you to lock in because you get distracted easy. You'd be like, no, I'm like, lock in, please, please lock in. You'd be like, okay, we're good,
It's
we're gonna lock
true.
in.
It's true. It takes me a few hours sometimes on the weekends to get outside.
Hours is crazy, but
All
hey,
right, not hours, not hours, but.
long as it works. But it's the best thing. Sometimes you gotta give yourself the reminder, like, all right, I need to lock in. I
Yeah,
really.
I love that saying. It's great. It means a lot. It means to focus. So let's get focused. Lock in.
I got a question because I know you're really invested into the Elevate Your Running team and you're a pivotal figure in that group, you know, per Coach Sarah. I ain't glazing you, but that's what she said.
It's
But
okay. Funny. Okay.
so what else do you do to strengthen your knowledge of like being a leader within that group? Do you like do books or do seminars or do you have touch points with Coach Sarah? Like, how do you strengthen your knowledge as a leader?
I really want to be that person that motivates others to want to do well and want to be part of the group. I just want it to be a space, like how we talk about our safe space here with at Runners Like Us. I just want it to be a space where everyone's comfortable and that there's no judgment. And I want to be someone that people look up to. And I hope I
Yeah,
am.
there you are.
Oh, thanks. I don't know. I have to tell me that, but I want people to feel comfortable. I like leading people, like when I was a manager of a restaurant in Breckenridge, even though I had to be the one that laid down the rules, people still felt Like they could still come to me and talk to me. I want to be that
Yeah.
person that they're comfortable talking to me, even though I have to be the boss. Not
Tough
that I'm the
love.
boss, like at Elevate Your Running or anything, but Sarah did give me a role of like community manager, which I appreciate. Sometimes it feels a little funny because I want to just be like everybody else too. I don't want people thinking of me as someone who is leading in that way, but I want to be a leader in making the group feel comfortable and safe with one another. I read some running books. I loved Des Linden's book and Kara Goucher's. Their books were awesome. I listened to some audio, other running podcasts. I enjoy that. One of the books that was so amazing was Born to Run. That is a good book.
Yeah, I haven't read. I'm gonna add it to the thing right now. You
Okay.
said Born to Run.
Born to Run.
I'm on Amazon, people. I'm serious about this. I love to read.
I wish I read more, but that is a really, really good book. Are you reading a specific book right now? Do you read books on running or?
No.
Okay.
No, everything I get about running, usually like online. I watch like a lot of people train. And then like of course I get tidbits from yourself, Milton, like Coursera puts out. I listen to her podcast. Don't tell her though. I'm one of her biggest fans. Don't tell her that though. But yeah, I listen to her podcast too, and just it's some other running podcasts out there. Information pertaining to running I get from there. But usually I just read like a lot of like leadership books too, 'cause I think it's not only for running, but it's like having a solidified foundation of like consistency and everything. I think it helps with running and then with the mindset. Actually, Objective Secure right now. Actually, I'm reading that book. It's right here. It's just crazy. Because I follow Nick Bear. I think everybody knows who Nick Bear is. So he finally got Nick Lavery on the podcast to explain Objective Secure. So quick backstory, Special Forces operator. I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks before he's coming home, stepped on the IED, blown his leg off. He's one of those guys where he can't quit until he scratched the itch. You know what I'm saying? And Special Forces is like the best fighting force in the military, right? He had got his prosthetics and everything, and they wouldn't allow him to return to active duty until he showed he can be at the same level, but with the prosthetics. He went through and did it again. This the swimming, the school, everything, just to get back to active duty because he couldn't stay away from his team because he loved it so much. Well, he feels like he is destined for a higher purpose, and then he has to fulfill his mission. Yeah, Objective Secure is one of the books I'm reading. I'm reading some other leadership books, but this is like the main one. This
Nice.
is a good
Cool.
book. Yeah.
Nice. I kind of feel like you do. I following other people who run and learn that way. I mean, it's fun to read some of the elite books of like how
Yeah.
what they think about and feel just like we do. They're just lucky
Yeah.
that that's their job.
Oh, you didn't ask me the Morgan Wallen question. You're wild. That's crazy.
Well, moving on from, let's talk more about music.
All right.
We all know you're a Morgan Wallen fan.
Yes, of
What's your
course.
favorite song of his?
See, that's tough. Silverado for Sale. It's on the Dangerous album, the double album, right?
Okay.
So it that song motivated me to buy a Jeep. It's crazy. I'm trying to tell you, I listened to the album. That song in particular, I think I kind of a couple hundred spins and I was like, it's time to buy a truck. So that's what happened. Worst decision ever because a tranny blew probably like a year later. But hey, shout out
Yeah,
Morgan
because
Wallen.
you've listened to probably how many minutes of Morgan Wallen?
Oh, this year? I don't know. Actually, I was doing the math this morning. I'm sitting at 13,000 right now.
Oh my
I'm
God.
trying to beat the record last year. Last year was 22,899 minutes. I didn't count, but I'm trying to beat it this year. I want to get 40,000 minutes. I don't even know. Is it 40,000 minutes in a year? I don't know,
I
but I'm
don't.
trying to hit
Is he on a lot of your playlists?
it. No, he's about, I would say, 90% of the people I listen to. I probably, let's see, the last 10, I got Hank Williams Jr., honestly. Young boy. It's hip hop and boo-bop. Keith Whitley, of course.
Okay.
Let's see, Cody Johnson, Morgan Wallen. Riley Green. I'm trying to get into Riley Green. I'm trying to get the hype. I don't know, but I'm trying. I'm
Is he,
trying.
what kind of music is that?
It's country also. I
Oh,
think he's Morgan
okay.
Wallen's rival, or he thinks so. You probably know
Is
who he is if you see him. He's like a tall, slender, dark-haired. He has the mustache. They're like, oh, why do you like the mustache? If you look him up, you'll be like, I know who he is. And Morgan Wallen again. Ooh, there's a lot. David Bowie. Yeah.
okay, threw us for a loop there.
That was a crazy time. A crazy time to be alive.
Yes.
That's pretty. Oh, Alan Jackson. Got Alan Jackson and Zach Top. So
Okay.
majority country. I
Majority
just
country on your playlist. Nice.
All country for the most
Yeah.
part, yeah. So what do you got in your playlist?
I'm a very poppy 80s.
80. Okay. Good era, good era.
Yeah. Let's see here. So mine, one of the playlists I listen to has got a lot of, it's got like Tayo Cruz.
Okay.
We got a little Sia. We got some JT, Justin Timberlake, Panic at the
Can't do it.
Disco, little
Okay,
Steve
classic.
Winwood. We got Steve Winwood. I do like the older, so like 38 Special, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Steve Winwood.
Know them.
Then we got to throw in some Pink and Flo Rida.
I love Pink.
Why not?
Hey, she was my introduction to it was like pop rock or whatever it was. Yeah, she
Yeah.
was the best thing. She's better than Taylor Swift. You can quote me. I'm just saying. Different genres. I know, but still.
Don't tell Sarah that. She likes T Swift.
You know, I actually kind of love Taylor Swift. Now that you say it,
No.
that's crazy. I got a question. And it could be anybody in the world or anybody you know. Who would be your dream guest to have on Runners Like Us? Could be anybody.
So I was really thinking about this because at first I went elite, but then I'm a huge fan of Emma Bates and Des Linden, but I don't know if I can get them on.
But in this case, say you could, who would you choose?
I'd probably have to go Emma Bates. I just love watching her. I love reading her recaps on her marathons. I just love it. I don't know. She's very inspiring. She keeps coming back for more. I love that. I was trying to think of who, if I could just have anyone else to interview. There's so many people like I want to just talk to, you know? So many in our little crew and on our monthly mileages. And the other one that's interesting, there's this guy in San Francisco. And he will plan out routes that kind of draw pictures.
I know you talk about. Yeah.
I want to talk to that guy. How long does that take to plan out his routes?
What's the motivation behind that?
About you?
Off the hip, I would definitely try to get Milton on here. I
Yeah.
think he's a knowledgeable man. I talked to him one on one when he came down for the run and gun in camping day.
Oh yeah.
That was a good time. But he's very knowledgeable, and I think he'll bring a different light to the podcast and motivate a lot of people. A little bit harder to get, obviously Morgan Wallen. He don't even have to talk about running. I'll just listen. But
Yeah.
no, for real. Courtney Dowalter,
Oh, heck
you know,
yeah.
she is very humble, and then the way she breaks down running preparation and just kind of just going after your dream,
Yeah.
just go, because you know she was a school teacher and transitioned to do something else, and now this is what she does, and just inspires, you know, millions, specifically definitely like younger girls that you know want to get into running, which is huge. And she's like the face of trail running, and
Yeah.
it's just like not brass or nothing, just humble, just
Yeah.
loving to be there.
I would love to have her on.
Yeah,
Courtney,
please.
you sparked another one in memory bank back here. Mary Denholm.
Mary
She
Denholm.
is a trail ultra runner also. She actually won last year the Leadville Heavy Half. She got a course record, the Leadville Marathon, and then I think she crushed the 100 too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll
She's
have to look her up.
amazing. Yeah, I would love to chat with her and see what she has to say.
Oh, that'd be dope. And then I think another one I would do is Andrew Glaze, the firefighter. You're not smiling, you're not doing it right, or
Yeah.
whatever he's saying is, he doesn't stop.
No,
Like
he's
he
still
doesn't
going.
stop, still going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really want to ask him, like, how does he kind of like balance his like personal life, work life, and then running? Because like he's logging over 100 miles a week consistently.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And then of course he's home with his kids, he's home with his wife. Yeah, I think he got his wife into running too. Like she was running a couple of marathons.
He
She's like,
did.
yeah, this sucks, but she's doing it. She's definitely doing it.
Maybe she would get on.
Oh, that'd be dope too. Yeah, that would really be dope. Yeah, so package deal. You know, both of them, one of them, hey,
Yeah.
I'm excited. But I just want to see like, well, what keeps them going? They just seem so happy.
Yeah, and or like, how do they even get started? Because I mean, they're running so many. He's running so many miles. I mean, he had to start somewhere too.
True. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he ran Cocodona 5 times, 4 or 5 times.
Yeah,
That's
it's
insane.
insane.
And he's just out there. smiling,
Yeah.
hallucinating. Just, yeah.
Hallucinating.
He'd be so funny. He'd be like, mile 72, everything hurts,
Yep.
but I'm still smiling. And I'd be like,
Yeah.
yes, brother,
Okay, man.
yes. You got
Yeah.
it, brother. Well, I definitely enjoyed this time with you.
Always,
Another
always.
Q&A for the
I
books.
know. It's always a great conversation. You always have such good, motivating, inspirational things to say. I really appreciate that about you. I need to think more and figure it out.
No, you did good, which I meant to comment on what you said about definitely being a community leader. You want to be like everybody else, but you at the same time you want to like push people to do their best. I'm not gonna lie, you reformatted how I look at running. I'm not glazing you, you know,
What?
saying that I promise you. And I talk about Leadville a lot, but when I mention Leadville, I really am mentioning you because the conversations we had, like fueling, I didn't know about that. You introduced me to like the gels. I'm like, you gotta eat. But it's like the things I've learned, of course, from the track and then from you and then talking to your husband and then listen to your stories of how you go through life. You try everything, you experience everything, and it's just I just gotta try something different. So you have been a big motivation in my running journey. So I just wanted to comment on that. I didn't want to cut you off while you was talking, but you
Oh,
are an influence. Thank
thank
you.
you. Well, it's like so special that we can influence each other. I hope that we're influencing and motivating others.
Of course.
And yeah, Jason and I really appreciate everyone listening. If anyone has any comments or feedback, please feel free to reach out to us. If you want to be on
Please.
our show, reach out to us.
Yes.
But yeah, and you can find us both on Instagram. Jason's at GoForYour30.
Yep.
And I'm at M Quit, MQUIT. For those of you who don't know, my last name was Quitner. Now it's Doza. So that's where the M Quit comes from. It's very creative. But yeah, we look forward to seeing you guys next time. And yeah, have a great week.
Have a great week. Lock in.
Lock in because it's a party.
It is. How'd you know?
Always.
Always.